This is Chris Krohn for KSQD Radio 90.7 and 90.7.org. Still walking the Camino, and today we are in Tria Castella, which means Three Castles, a very nice small village, making our way to Santiago de Compostela. We're about 90 miles from there right now. I'm with two peregrinos, two pilgrims. One is from...
I'm from Italy. My name is Livia. And I'm walking the Camino because I'm trying to find out myself again.
So sort of some self-discovery?
Pardon?
Self-discovery?
Yes, it's great.
And what have you found out so far? And you've walked pretty far.
A more peaceful meaning about myself and about world.
And here is...
My name is Nico Seppala. I'm from Finland, and I'm here in Camino because one friend of mine for maybe 5-10 years ago hiked Camino de Santiago, and I was thinking that that would be something I want to do and achieve, and looking for kind of silence and simplicity for my life for a moment. That's only one thing you do: wake up every morning and then start to walk until the goal.
So it's not really a spiritual quest for you, it's more of a physical quest?
I would say spiritual, but not religious.
And what does spiritual mean for you, Nico?
Also relax, and also some kind getting better silence in my busy work.
And Livia, what is spiritual for you? What is the difference between spiritual and religious?
Well, spiritual means that you are looking for something about yourself, not in relationship within the God. Whilst what means religious is looking for God's love that in the Camino you can see everywhere, in the nature, in people, and so on.
So do you separate spiritual and religious as you're walking the Camino, or is that one and the same for you?
One and the same, definitely.
And here we also have from Italy...
Isabella from Italy.
And why are you walking the Camino?
I decided to walk with Maria Livia, just to, because this is something that I would like to do in the last years. I thought several times about Camino, and when she proposed to me to come with her to do this second part for her of Camino, I decided to join her.
Is it easier or harder than you thought it was going to be?
Physically hard. I don't know if hard. Probably I thought that it would be hard. And mentally is very... I appreciate it very much because I try to manage pain. I try to manage fatica.
Fatigue.
And Nico, what's been the best part of the Camino for you so far?
So far, it's also something finding from my youth when I was traveling alone, long ways around the Europe. So, and then also new friends I met here from different countries and different disciplines and professions, which I never would see without Camino.
And Livia, what's been the worst part of the Camino for you?
Walking on the road when with the noise of the cars, and it's the only this just after Lyon, but it's what is just half a day. Then we went to the country again and to a perfect.
Isabella, what's the best part of the Camino for you?
So far, the last part to Osebreiro, because I was alone. It was almost the night was very closed, so the light went down, and I was completely alone in the fog, and I was really happy.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Day 27 on the Camino de Santiago. We are closing in on the city. And this is Chris Krohn for KSQD Radio 90.7 and 90.7.org. Signing off.
Well, it goes out.